police have confirmed that they're treating an incident where a charity worker's van was set alight outside their East Belfast home as a racist attack. Ian Campbell, who is the founder of the charity Ten Foundations, they raise funds and support for children in the Philippines. Well, he woke up in the small hours of Sunday morning to find the charity's van in flames outside his door. And Ian is with me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Ian. Tell me what happened. So you were asleep on Sunday night.
Yeah, it was about, about 3:30, 4 o'clock. And we had a friend staying with us, a great supporter of Ten Foundations. She's an artist from Rosslare in the south. And she was doing an event at the Titanic Quarter. And she woke up, she was downstairs, and there already was some people in the street who had thankfully had phoned the fire brigade. And I went out, and it was an inferno. It was, the flames were up to the top of the roof. My van was in flames.
I've tweeted pictures of this out on my Twitter feed at Stephen Nolan. If you want to have a look here, and on Facebook, The Real Stephen Nolan on Facebook. And you can see the complete destruction to your charity van.
Yes, it was a total write-off, Stephen. And her car, which was parked in front, I was parked right up against her. And the thing that really got to me, I was parked two doors down. It's a row of terrace houses in East Belfast. And we were outside a neighbour's house. And another 5 minutes, that house would have been up as well, Stephen. The door was already starting to scorch. And it's an elderly couple living in it. The wife apparently was unwell in the bed upstairs. So it wasn't a good situation at all.
Now, what compounds this incident is that you believe this, and the police are treating this as a hate crime.
Yes, you don't like to think like that at all, but we were targeted about 6 months ago, and again, it was an early Sunday morning, Saturday night. I had all four tyres on the van slashed, and we thought at that time, is it a random act of vandalism, or is it something a bit more sinister?
So you think this is a racist attack because you help children in the Philippines?
Well, that's what people are saying, yes. You just hate to think that anybody would think like that. But the way things are nowadays with so many racist attacks, and, you know, the way people think, there are some people think it's a possibility, anyway.
What's in your gut? Do you think that's why you've been attacked a couple of times? Your property's been attacked?
As I say, you don't like to think like that, Stephen, but we all know there are people out there who don't like the thought that there's people from other countries living here or working here, and especially if it's the Philippines. My goodness, we all know the Filipino nurses that are here working hard and have been for many, many years, and it's just awful to think if that is the case.
What are you going to do? What's your charity going to do without
the van? I put a wee post on our Facebook page last night, and we have a shop on the Lisburn Road in Belfast, and we have another one in Newcastle, and they're the lifeblood of what we do. We send about £2,000 out to the work that we do in the Philippines every week. We have a livelihood programme going there where we buy sewing machines.
You send £2,000 out every week?
Every week, yes, Stephen.
That's a lot of money. My goodness.
It is. We have a lot of people there depend on us, the women who are working away, and they're making school bags, which we then sell back. We bring them back here to Northern Ireland and we sell, and it's a really good way of earning money. That's the main thing that we do. So our van is incredibly important to us. We're delivering furniture that we sell in the shops and going around the schools. I put a wee post on Facebook last night. We set up a Just Giving page. The van was insured, but it wasn't particularly valuable. It was 10 years old and not a great value.
As I say, the really concerning thing about this is that the police are treating this as a racist attack. So there is someone looking at your charity and deciding because of their racist, sick motives that they're going to target you. And that's just, as you say, you just don't want to even try to get into the thought process of someone who thinks like that. Ian, thank you, sir. Thank you.
That's okay. Thank you.
Thank you for talking to me this morning. Thank you.